Hi, this is Aurelia.
And this is Damien.
Welcome to the Breakfast of Ideas podcast. We are very excited to launch this series in collaboration with the Center for Information Technology, Society and Law and the Digital Society Initiative at the University of Zurich.
In this episode, it is our pleasure to hear from Moritz Brüchi, who is a senior researcher at University of Zurich's Department of Communication and Media Research. Moritz is going to speak on his research on internet overuse.
So I want to introduce the idea of digital overuse today, and I'll be showing some first results and thoughts and theorization, but we're very open to your ideas, and I think it's a topic that maybe lots of people have kind of intuitive access to or maybe have some thoughts on. So this is based on different research being conducted right now together with Noemi also and Marco Gui from the University of Milano and Michael Latzer, who's a professor here at the University of Zurich. So the initial question or motivation is basically just, is there such a thing as too much tech, and when is that the case, and what would that mean, and how can we describe and measure this? So what we specifically have been studying so far using this digital divide idea has basically implied that more internet is better. So there were programs in the 90s to get people online. There are skills training courses for older adults specifically, and these are probably all good ideas, but still in the last couple of years there's maybe also been the emerging idea that there's a point where use becomes overuse and then potentially has negative effects on some measure of your well-being overall. So just to show kind of a few things going on being published, the Pew Research Center in the United States kind of questioned the future of well-being in a tech-saturated world, is what they called it. We can call it digitalization, whatever. If you search on Amazon for the term digital detox, that's been growing. There are hundreds of books. You can book a luxury vacation package and they'll take your phone away and then you're better. And there's psychological research basically going beyond addiction, because that's what psychologists would usually study, I would suppose, and why we all suffer from digital overuse. So that's, I mean, okay, so it's all of us, I guess. This is an example of a Swiss insurer proposing to leave your smartphone out of the bedroom for health reasons, mental health reasons primarily, which then can translate into physical health problems and would cost them money. And there are studies going on that have been in the news and so on about not being able to switch off both literally and figuratively. But what we focus on now is not addiction, that just to make that clear. It's the general feeling of being overwhelmed or using digital technologies too much. Mostly we're focusing on information and communication technologies in this case. So a first attempt to capture this phenomenon was done in a survey that we did in Switzerland and then also in Italy actually. And this is just a sample item. So we developed different questions and tested them and discussed them and used the literature to develop these. But one is just a statement. Basically, we told people what they think about this statement, whether they agree or disagree on a scale. I spend more time online than I would like. So this is I picked this one because it's the most straightforward and shows what we mean with this measure. Other statements were also asked about, like, trying to do too many things at the same time online, or losing time for more important things when you're using the internet. So this is the first result here for Switzerland, one indicating people don't agree at all, and this is the largest proportion. So we don't all suffer from overuse, okay, but there's quite a bit of people on the right side also that would strongly agree, or at least agree if we interpret four in that way. So maybe here for this question that's roughly 20%. And if we take the maximum response value for any of these questions, the values 4 and 5, then we have about half the population that would in some way indicate that they feel they are overusing their internet-connected devices. So that's just the first indication that this is a kind of a widespread phenomenon that people tend to agree with or have some vague feeling that they would then report when being asked. So as I mentioned in the beginning, the question then is ultimately if overuse is negative in the sense that it impacts your well-being. And this is just the first bivariate plot, so just these two variables from these 1,100 Swiss internet users that we sampled all over Switzerland. And here we do see like a first negative relationship, subjective well-being on the y-axis being a measure of personally assessed subjective well-being, feelings about how you've been, questions about how you've been feeling in the last 2 weeks. If you're optimistic for the future, if you've been feeling happy, if you've been feeling connected to people, and this tends to decline as people report higher values of overuse, so feeling more overwhelmed by these technologies. So just to complement this a bit, because I mentioned also the relevance of maybe sociodemographic variables, that this is not a phenomenon that's probably equally distributed in society. Here I picked some examples from the Italian data. This was collected through a web survey, but also a large sample in all of Italy. For example, these questions about overusing the internet, the first one, overconsume, is the item I mentioned. Just using it too much, this personal feeling of using it too much, correlates with age to some degree, where younger people would report more overuse. And we can see this in the other items as well. So this would maybe intuitively make sense, and this is something we will look into. An interesting case, just the last one I picked out here, is the case of education. If we look at these three questions about overuse again, here on the x-axis, and plot the distributions and means for different educational groups, they're all the same. So you could say it doesn't matter if you're highly educated or if you have low education, this feeling of overuse is more or less evenly distributed here. This was interesting because this relationship then was later questioned when we introduced other variables into our analyses and tried to predict overuse. We found that there are actually different mechanisms going on, so those with higher education also feel more pressured to use these technologies, and they also report using them more. And both these things would then contribute to a feeling of more overuse. But their education in some way obviously then enables them to not feel the stress of the overuse as much. So there are different ways that different educational groups in the end then reach the same level of reported overuse, but there are different pathways how this emerges, and this is what we are further analyzing specifically in the Italian data. So just to maybe recap the constructs we're analyzing and that we would of course like feedback on or would love to discuss is overuse, what I've been talking about mostly, so this subjective perspective of some kind of too much. But then also what we have introduced is the notion of social digital pressure, so this perceived expectation that I should be able to function digitally and to be able to do this well. So this expectation that you reply quickly to your messages maybe, or that if you get asked to do something online, you automatically have to know how to do it because you're skilled. So the perception of this pressure can also then have an impact on your well-being. And then on the more positive concept would be digital coping skills, so some kinds of abilities to manage these potentially negative side effects, because obviously, and this has been the starting point of the research, there are many, many beneficial things that come from internet use, of course, regarding information, communication, entertainment, everyday transactional things that get simplified. But the skills to then not let this become overuse or having it overwhelm you, is a thing that we can try to measure and look at. So overall, we are thinking about towards a concept and measurement of digital well-being, so how individuals in the digital society can maintain high well-being and how we can use ICTs and technology in general in agreement with goals that we personally value, because the technology, as many would argue and I would argue, is neither good nor bad. So this is what we're working on. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Moritz, for this very interesting talk and sharing your research with us. We had a lively discussion among the participants of the Breakfast of Ideas and would like to follow up on that discussion with some questions that were discussed. The first question being, what do you see as potential solutions to address the issue of overuse? You mentioned educational tools as well as other measures in your talk. How do you think such measures have to be designed?
Okay, so solutions sounds difficult, but there are many, many levels where some kind of change, I don't know if there'll be solutions, could be initiated. So at the top, maybe regulating tech companies, but then also just digital skills training in schools. So I think we also need to talk to people who are closer to the ground, so to speak. So maybe educational research or people that are doing actual intervention studies and more experimental settings. But then the major challenge is probably the last step of any solution or intervention, which is the evaluation. Because any changes that I would expect are probably subtle and more long-term. So that's the main challenge. But just maybe to clarify, we conceptualize overuse here as a broad social issue, which was the intention or the initial idea. And it's not an individual clinical issue. It's more of a widespread notion of being overwhelmed by too many connections and too much content in some instances. So I don't think it's necessarily something that we can normatively address as researchers to say, like, we need to fix this. It's more a description of perceptions in society rather than really having identified like a big problem needs fixing. But anyway, policies would need to be geared towards more the structural changes and individuals that are issues that are much larger than individuals, tech use. Overuse is probably a small additional aspect of our life that is shaped by existing conditions and inequalities and norms. So I don't think it makes sense to look for a fix just on this overuse issue. Maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coupled to your answer and this this feeling of the overuse that you're trying to mm-hmm. measure, do you believe that there is a way maybe to have a more objective measurement than rather than just going and ask people of how they feel? Do you see potential interest in doing research on that?
Yes. So overuse per se, or the way we define it, is subjective, and the over part in overuse is certainly subjective. So, but there are ways to measure use differently, and studies show that people tend to be biased in their reports of time in general, but especially media use, probably with a tendency to overestimate media use if it's an overall and not focused on very specific uses or applications. So one way to get at this more objectively or more externally validated would be tracking methods, but then one issue is certainly the cross-device and cross-application measurement, because no single company is going to be that interested in helping you measure users' use of another application or anything like that. But if we talk about it from the theoretical perspective, then the overall use is meaningful, and we don't necessarily care how many minutes someone is on Facebook per se. And I think many of these variables then are like overuse and use, if they were perfectly measured, are still only interesting in conjunction with other variables where we still need to ask people anyway. So their attitudes and feelings that are only accessible, I would say, through asking them. I talked about overuse, but actually in our research we call it perceived digital overuse as the full term, and the perceived is important because the hypothesis was that the individual assessment of when it feels overwhelming is when it then actually impacts your well-being, and that's That's something that I think individuals are good at answering. And again, about this use and overuse measurement, I think here the research on screen time, which is mostly focused on kids and adolescents from mostly a psychological perspective, is quite informative because any screen time or the internet or all digital media can mean so many different things. And so it really depends then. And it's probably always a mistake to imply any big uniform effect of one media technology on, say, all school kids or something like that. And any arbitrarily defined measure of minutes or hours per day, I would argue, doesn't make much sense. And interestingly, use and overuse, the way we measured both, are not very strongly correlated. So that would support this view.
Interesting, thanks. Maybe a bit as an outlook, like where do you see the biggest research gaps in this field of research, or where do you see your future research in this field going on?
So maybe based on this objective, subjective measurement issue, I think it would be worthwhile to look at these unexpected groups. So those groups that report high actual use but very low overuse, but also the other way around, those who report high overuse with low actual use, and probably also with qualitative methods to follow up how these feelings arise and what their overall media diet looks like and tech use looks like. But then, instead of just trying something new, I think also further research is needed to increase the robustness and validity of the findings that we have right now. So that means we would try to refine the measures, but also include more variables like users, social environments, and networks, and just the predictors or contributors to overuse, to perceiving overuse. And so now, as a first step in this direction, we're looking at how predictors but also the levels of overuse would differ in different demographic groups, for instance, which I only mentioned briefly in the talk. But then to tie this together, maybe overall, we are working towards a more generalizable model of digital well-being. So what it means to maintain or increase high personal subjective well-being in a society that is characterized by this abundance or overabundance of options, at least for communication and information, literally at your fingertips, at any point in time. And as a general note, of course, longitudinal research designs are needed here to support any kinds of claims about what affects what.
Great, thank you so much for
this
follow-up.
You've just heard from Moritz Büchi, senior researcher from the Department of Communication and Media Research at the University of Zurich. On behalf of Damien and myself, thank you for listening to the Breakfast of Ideas podcast, a co-production of the Center for Information Technology, Society and Law, and the Digital Society Initiative at the University of Zurich. Editing, mixing and music by Eric Lario. The production team would like to thank the graduate campus of the University of Zurich for funding the Breakfast of Ideas seminars in this podcast series.